Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby.
You know, we talk so much about the amount of money that businesses spend on advertising to get their message across. If you think about Progressive or Allstate or any of these big companies, they spend hundreds of millions of dollars. I love that locally. At Moe's Southwest, what do they call it? Moe's Southwest Grill? What is it? I think.
Moe's in the Moe's.
That they have decided, you know what? Instead of spending all this money getting our word out about come to Moe's, we're going to put the money instead back into the community and say, no, we support you. We're going to support your community grant project. We're going to support your little league team or your school project that you're having a hard time funding. And you saw it in action today.
Oh, it's amazing. It's overwhelmingly cool. And Mike Geiger owns a bunch of Moe's, and we've been friends for years and years, and it's his brainchild. Mike, how are you, brother?
I'm great. Always a pleasure, my friend.
I love what you're doing. Why this shift in priority, or has it always kind of been in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I've answered this question to a couple people of late, and I've changed the way I answer it. It's not a shift. It's getting back to the roots that we started this company almost 14 years ago.
I love it.
And Mike, so just tell us, give Wendy and myself an example of what you did today.
Yeah, so today was one of the first steps of what we launched. And what we launched is a campaign that is exactly what you just said. We pulled back on a lot of the traditional methods of advertising our brand and our business this year and allocated that money in total over $200,000 in a grant program that's just purely to give it back to the communities that we serve.
And it's brilliant.
Yeah, so it's a website we stood up that you can go and apply for a grant or there's a series of other things you could do. It's called welcometogivingback.com, which is a play from, obviously, when you walk into a Moe's, welcome to Moe's. And one of our first applicants today for the Cancer Caring Center, they were one of the first ones that applied, and we hadn't responded to them yet, and they needed help for their food pantry, specifically Ensure for patients that need it. And we didn't even reply to them. We were like, let's check this out. Let's think about what we want to do. And then we went on a shopping spree and bought as much as we could off of shelves at stores around locally.
Wow.
Marty and I had a conversation last week, just ironically talked about it. And he said, wow, that's pretty cool. Why don't we all go do this together?
And so literally you're going and buying this liquid nutrition for folks who obviously need it. And how much are you delivering?
Was it? 70 cases?
Was it 100 cases, man? It took us a half hour. Honestly, and that's really expensive stuff. As a guy that has used so much of that, some of that stuff is, it can be $50 a case.
Holy smokes.
For cancer patients, and Mike knows this, this is their lifeblood. This is how you stay alive without a feeding tube. Hey, Mike, were you kind of blown away? So we knock on the door, we walk in the building, we ask for this woman who runs the place, who's absolutely marvelous. They were crying, brother.
She's not expecting this at all,
because
you have not communicated with her, right, Mike?
No, had not responded yet. There's others that we, sent back and awarded grant checks and things like that.
This one
we just wanted to kind of figure out differently, and it worked out great.
And I love this. Mm. So the Community Support Grant Program, I'm reading from your site here, it supports the financial needs of organizations in our local communities by providing funding for projects and programs benefiting the Pittsburgh area. Grants of up to $2,000 will be awarded to eligible nonprofit organizations, in addition to $60,000 committed specifically to local school organizations. Think about what you could do with that, how you could change the trajectory of an idea that can't get off the ground because it doesn't have financial legs.
I can give you a great example of that. So the first check we awarded was to the Mars Youth Home Services. they have been trying to get a swim program for children that are staying with them in, you know, kind of crisis situations for a while, and they need some additional funding for lifeguard services, things like that. Booked them up with a check 2 weeks ago, and guess what? This August, they're going to launch a swim program.
I love
that. That's beautiful, Mike. And Alyssa, who's your superstar marketing person, what was she telling me last week? She delivered a printer to a school that didn't have a printer.
It was a program within the Pittsburgh City Schools for kids that have attendance problems and you know, just need to help to get them graduated into life. And which the teacher specifically, her name's Kate, she's been working with teaching them to write a resume. But more than just that, she needed to print them for the kids so they could go turn them in and pursue jobs, but she didn't have a printer. So we got a year's worth of ink, got a printer.
Done. Done and done. And how do you feel? I mean, I know what it's like when you do something good for someone. I mean, it really is why one gets into business, to do something they love and to give something to other people. Yes?
It is. And again, we look back to when we started. Our first location was in Cranberry. We opened at the end of 2005. And my partner, Johnny, and I spent every weekend at community events, meeting people.
Nice.
Hey, check this new brand out that we're starting. And as time's grown, we've got 8 in Pittsburgh now. We've got 2 in Erie. Love the way the community has rallied around us to support our brand and our families to grow. And when we were looking at what can we do this year to kind of just change things up, do something different, the idea was, let's just go back to what we've always done, but just do it on a much bigger scale and make a bigger impact.
I love it.
That's what we're really happy to do.
It's called WelcomeToGivingBack.com. If you're interested in getting involved in this and requesting a grant from Moe's, please go to WelcomeToGivingBack.com. It's a beautiful idea, and I love it. And there's a reason that you're our good news for today, Mike.
Proud to call you friend, Mike. Proud to, man.
Likewise. Greatly appreciate your help to get the message out of what we're looking to do in the community, and look forward to doing that much more.
See you again, man.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.